From the KEI Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, we'll remember a trailblazer in the North Texas theater scene. Jack Alder died today at age 80. First, to the final chapter of our series, Remaking Foster Care. KERA's Dwali Saikiatau takes a look at life after foster care through the eyes of a young father who spent most of his youth bouncing from foster home to foster home.
Cody Easlick is 6'1", thin, and has a reddish goatee. At a park near his apartment, he arrives in a neon green t-shirt, shorts, and a black and yellow baseball cap. He likes to dress in bright colors to stay positive.
Having a negative outlook doesn't do anything but make things worse.
When he was 4, the state removed Cody, a brother and a sister, out of their home and into foster care. His mom and dad, he says, were drug users. Cody also remembers being hungry. A lot.
I don't come from the greatest circumstances. I've seen a lot of violence. You know, I've been a part of a lot of negativity, and so I want to be more on the upbeat side.
Cody thought foster care was only going to be temporary, but he stayed in the system for 14 years until he aged out at 18. A spokeswoman at the Department of Family and Protective Services says Cody and his siblings were placed together initially, but were later separated. One of the goals of the state's foster care redesign is to keep siblings together and closer to home.
Most little boys, when they're growing up, their dads, they'll take them camping, they'll have a map, a compass, or whatever, you know. I don't know anything about all that.
Cody shuffled through 36 or more foster homes, group homes, and institutions across Texas.
It was rough. I had some placements. I got abused in some. You never really feel wanted or cared for. You don't really feel a part of the family, I guess you can say.
But his heart fills remembering his first ever foster home.
The first family that I got placed in seemed to have a genuine care for me, and I kind of credit them for me being who I am today somewhat, because they were a positive, they were good people.
He called them Mama Bear and Papa Bear. Then his first foster dad suffered a heart attack and could no longer care for Cody, who was then only 9.
I would have given so much to have a stable home and parents that I could, you know, come back to on holidays and things like that. Because there is no home.
Before Cody turned 18, what the state calls emancipation, he did go through a course called PAL, Preparation for Adult Living. But he felt that his last foster parents could have done more.
They didn't take enough time to teach me, like, and prepare me for what it was going to be like when I got out on my own. You know, show you the way, basically.
Cody got help from City Square's TRAC program, which helps young adults with housing after they've aged out of foster care. Now, Cody works at Old Navy and earns a little more than the minimum wage. His workday begins at 7, but without a car, it means getting up before sunrise at 4:15.
I shower to help myself wake up because that is really early. And then I usually walk. It's about 25-30 minute walk to the train station. And then I take the train without buying a pass because I don't have the money.
He has to save every penny because he's a new daddy to 6-month-old Aubrey.
I didn't really plan on having a child, but things happen, and I knew I wasn't financially, you know, ready to have one. But, I mean, it did happen, and she is a blessing to have.
The baby lives with her mom in Plano. For a single dad, it's a challenge.
You look left, you look right, you look behind you, in front of you, and there's nobody within 100 miles that can do anything to help you. That you know of, you know. Unfortunately, me and a lot of youth that age out of care don't have that. They don't have anybody there to try to kind of guide them in the right direction or give them the little bit of support that they may need.
Cody has had trouble with the law. He admits he stole diapers, groceries, and other items to get by when his paycheck couldn't cover his expenses.
It's scary. It's scary, and people often do things that are out of character or that they shouldn't necessarily have to do to try to stay off the streets and to try to stay out of the jailhouse or any grim end that they try to prevent.
On the day of this interview, he had plans to go donate plasma for money.
It's just giving blood, and they take the plasma out and put the blood back in you or whatever, some health research or something like that. But right now I'm just in a bad spot and trying to do what I can to provide for my daughter.
His goal is to get a car, a new job, and eventually become a therapist to help former foster kids. Dua Li Saikau Tau, KERA News.
You can hear the rest of our series, Remaking Foster Care, on our website, keranews.org. And it'll air on the public radio news magazine Texas Standard next week. The show airs at 10 every weekday morning on KERA 90.1. We'll turn now to the death of a theatrical heavyweight in North Texas. Jack Alder, the man who created Theater 3, died today at age 80. KERA's Jerome Weeks has covered Alder in Theater 3 for decades, and he's with me now. Jerome, what do we know about Jack Alder's death?
Well, he died today at Baylor Hospital a little before 1 o'clock. He had been suffering for a long time with a disease called CLL, chronolymphocytic leukemia. But that's what I understand is not what killed him finally. It was respiratory failure. He had gone into the back into the Baylor about a month ago and then came out, and people said he was doing fairly well. He had returned home. He lived in an apartment in the uptown area. He could walk to Theater 3. But 2 days ago, he went back into to Baylor. He'd had trouble breathing before. They'd had to put him on a respirator. But that is ultimately what caused his death today.
What kind of impact did he have on the theater scene in Dallas?
It's almost impossible to summarize. When he and his wife, Norma Young, and two friends co-founded Theater 3 in 1961, they were, in effect, the off-Broadway of Dallas Theater. The Dallas Theater Center had started only the year before, and Norma was inspired by Margot Jones, who created Theater in the Round and started the first major professional theater company in Dallas, Theater 47. And she was inspired to start a company like that. So they staged plays in what was then the brand new Sheraton Dallas Hotel. They got a ballroom there, and they staged them in the Round, just as Theater 3 continues to stage today. And the plays that they staged, it's a classic case of what now was an established theater, was then the avant-garde. They staged the first time many playwrights like Harold Pinter, Samuel Beckett, Edward Albee. The first time those playwrights were staged in Dallas were done by Theater 3. The continuity that Jack Alder provided, the home he gave, Doug Wright, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, whose musical Hands on a Hard Body they recently did, Doug Wright got his start there in their educational, their children's program. And he... Alder was kind of a happy warrior for the arts. He was the spearhead in many arguments for arts funding and for the arts and for theater.
So Jack Alder was known as a man who did everything in the theater.
Yes, he was an actor, director, frequently the set designer. He was the producer. In fact, his official title was the executive director, meaning he ran both the artistic and administrative sides of the theater, which is extremely rare. Those jobs generally are so much that they're split. But Jack was the ultimate man of the theater. He literally did everything, and he kept that theater going. And when it looked like it was going to close, he still could pull it out and still could run it.
That's Jerome Weeks of KERA's Art and Seek team. Thanks, Jerome.
You're welcome.
Flood advisories in effect for much of the listening area into the weekend. Otherwise, tonight, mostly cloudy skies, 20% chance for showers with a low about 67. Again, tomorrow's showers are the same, but some may be severe with a high near 83. From the KERA newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.